Good morning.
Good morning.
Humor me for just a moment. I want you to think of one of the most meaningful conversations you've had over the past 10 years. Where did that conversation take place? When I've posed this question to my students, they never answer that it was in a classroom. I'd imagine this to be true for most people. The most meaningful conversations typically happen in the most obscure places and sometimes under really interesting contexts. For me, one of the most meaningful conversations I've had in the past 10 years happened during a congregational meeting a couple of years ago. In anticipation of Diana Malcolm retiring from college ministry, we were trying to look ahead and determine how we could recommit ourselves to ministry with college age and young adults. From the pulpit, Pastor Dean asked us a question. What kind of relationship, if any, did you have with the church during college, and what difference did it make in your life? He encouraged us to share our answers with the person seated next to us. Seated next to me was Dick Wolf. With Dick, I shared my family history, having grown up in the Presbyterian Church in Altoona. When I was young, going to church was just something that you do, kind of like what Phil shared with us last week. Once I hit college, though, my relationship with God unraveled. When I came here to go to school, I was angry. I didn't want to be at Penn State. And more than that, I was angry at God. See, some really terrible things had happened in my life, and I was blaming God for all of them. I thought that he had left me. I'd done all the right things when I was a kid. I was a good kid. I went to church. I went to Bible study. I was active in youth group. I tithed. I went to retreats at Camp Blue Diamond, and I prayed for forgiveness of sins, and I played in the bell choir. I even taught Sunday school, all of it. And then, boom, this thing happened. And in my mind, it was God's fault. I didn't know how to stop being angry, and I didn't know how to stop blaming God. As an adult living in State College after graduation, my anger lessened, for my college wounds were healing. Yet I still didn't have a church family. I had set foot into this church, for my friend Trish was getting married here. It was hotter than hell that day. The AC was broken, and my dress, soaked with sweat, stuck to the pew back, pulling off some of its varnish as I leaned forward. My dress was ruined, but I remember thinking, this place is beautiful. If I ever come back to church, I'm coming here. That was 20 years ago. I didn't come back. 6 years ago, I needed God, desperately. I needed God, for I had just experienced the most overwhelming loss. My husband had died at the age of 45. I was 41. My grief was complicated. I had a mix of grief, guilt, shame, and relief. And I didn't know what to do with it. So I did what everyone else does, and something that Dean talked about this morning. I whipped out my phone, and I Googled it. I typed in grief support groups in State College. Life After Loss, a group for the bereaved, turned up, and it was being offered here at State College Presbyterian Church. It sounded like it could be interesting, yet I could not find more information. And furthermore, I didn't want to go alone. And so I trudged along by myself, trying to find my way. It was 5 years ago when I met my current partner, Greg. Shortly into our courtship, Greg was eager for me to meet his family. And even though it seemed too soon to meet family, I just had a really good feeling about Greg. I got a good vibe from him. He felt like home to me. So I agreed to meet his family, and it would turn out that his father would be Dick Wolf. Dick and I hit it off straight out of the gate, and he'd shared with me that he was a member of the State College Presbyterian Church. It was as though the stars had aligned. I was raised in the Presbyterian Church. I was no longer angry at God. I needed and wanted God in my life. I just didn't know where to go, and I didn't want to come to church alone. And then there was my friend's wedding that happened right here, right in this very building. And during one of the lowest periods of my life, a Google search pointed me in the direction of this church. And now I had this incredibly supportive person in my life who just so happened to have an amazing father, who happened to be a member of this church, and would just so happen to invite me to join him here in the sixth row at 9 a.m. on Sundays. I accepted. I eventually became a member, and I'm now serving on the stewardship committee. Funny how life works out, right? Or as my mom would say, the Lord works in mysterious ways. It took me nearly 25 years to get here. And I wonder, for how many others in this community might it take 25 years to get here? What if they never get here? We can't let that happen. Because at this church, we really do have something for everyone. Yet if the people we seek to serve do not know of our programs, then we cannot do the work that God has called us to do. What if our church could more aggressively promote our unique and exceptionally helpful programs through the various communications channels that are now available to us? What if our church had more of a presence on social media? What if we could use those platforms to get the word out to college students that we have a program that was made just for them? How many more college students who might be just like I was, angry at God? How many more of them might we be able to wrap in the arms of a church built with love? And what if we could more widely communicate to our state college grieving community that we have a Life After Loss program? How many more might be wrapped in the arms of a church built with love? I am so blessed to have been invited here by Dick. He and all of you welcomed me to this church that's been built with love. Yet not everyone has a Dick Wolf in their lives. And not everyone knows about you and what this church offers our community. And they aren't going to know until we're able to more effectively fund the church's communication efforts. An effective communications campaign is going to cost money. It will cost money to learn how to use the various communications channels. It will cost money to create the content for the campaign. It will cost money to push the campaign out into the public realm. Your pledge of stewardship is a commitment to communicating God's love, His outreach to our community. Your commitment is an investment in the college student who is lost, confused, and searching for meaning. It's an investment in the grieving widow who cries herself to sleep at night and looks to Google for the answers instead of God. Is an investment in spreading the good news about the State College Presbyterian Church. Is an investment toward bringing others closer to God. Next Sunday, we dedicate our pledges to God. In doing so, we will be providing an opportunity for others who are just like you and just like me to be wrapped in the arms of our church that's been built with your love.